New Jersey appeals court upheld the dismissal of an indictment against South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross and five other defendants, among them former Camden Mayor Dana Reed and logistics CEO Sidney Brown. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has more on today's decision.
The three-judge panel in the appellate division ruled that the charges were untimely and that state prosecutors did not state a crime that was committed. Friday's ruling comes months after prosecutors argued that the 13-count indictment should be reinstated. They argued that Superior Court Judge Peter Warshaw exceeded his bounds without reviewing the grand jury record. Defense attorneys argued that no crime was committed. They further told the court that to uphold the indictment would have a chilling effect on political advocacy, collective bargaining, and similar activities. The panel said they are upholding the dismissal of the indictment, but for different reasons. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
To sports news now, the Eagles have hired Sean Mannion as their new offensive coordinator, filling the role left by Kevin Petullo after he was fired. WHYY's Corey Sharper has a look at the new hire.
Mannion served as the quarterback's coach for the Green Bay Packers last year and previously served as an offensive assistant with them in 2024. According to our news partner 6ABC, he was interviewed twice for the Eagles job. While he only has 2 years of coaching experience, Mannion did play sporadically as a quarterback across six seasons for the Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. Mannion will now be in charge of an offense that finished 19th in scoring and 24th in total yards this past season. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Cold out there on this Friday afternoon. Temperatures hovering in the teens right now. Philadelphia at just 18 degrees, 17 in Glen Mills, 20 in Cape May, and Princeton at 17. For the rest of the day, temperatures only going down in Philadelphia. Skies stay mostly clear. By about 9 o'clock tonight, we are in the single digits. Overnight, we get down to about 2 degrees before the sun comes up on Saturday.